What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome to the second episode of our three-part series celebrating Jimmy Cole. March 20th of 2021 marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of saxophonist and bandleader Jimmy Cole. Jimmy Cole was one of the greatest music legends to emerge from the Indiana Avenue scene. From his teenage years at Crispus Attucks High School in the 1930s until his death in 2004 at the age of 82, Jimmy Cole was an important presence on the Indianapolis music scene over the span of 8 decades. Jimmy Cole started and ended his career performing big band music. But Cole's contribution to music extended much further than big band jazz. Jimmy Cole was an important pioneer of rhythm and blues and rock and roll music in Naptown. We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of Jimmy Cole's birth with a three-part series documenting his incredible musical journey from big band jazz to rock and roll and soul music. In our first episode, we focused on Cole's early work, including the recordings he made with Charlie Parker as a member of the J. McShann Big Band. On this week's show, we'll be focusing on the classic rhythm and blues recordings Jimmy Cole made for the States Record Company during the 1950s. States Records was based in Chicago and was best known for releasing blues music by artists like Junior Wells and Robert Nighthawk. Jimmy Cole signed with States Records in 1953. Cole's band during this time featured two stars of the Indiana Avenue scene, the husband and wife duo of drummer Earl Walker and vocalist Helen Fox. Cole's debut record for States was After Hours Joint, a minor R&B hit in 1953. We'll listen to that track next. After that, we'll hear the record's flip side, Baby I'm Gone, featuring Helen Fox on vocals.
Suitcase.
I'm leaving you, Daddy. Now, what you gonna do when your gal is gone? The days are short and the nights are long.
Oh, cry, cry, cry.
Suffer, baby.
Cry, 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 baby.
It won't do you no good. Goodbye, baby, I'm gone.
Oh, baby, don't leave now.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Jimmy Cole's second single for the state's record label was titled Raid on the After Hours joint. We'll listen to that track next, followed by the record's B-side, He's All Right With Me, featuring Helen Fox on vocals.
Say, look here, bar waitress, give everybody a taste here, 'cause I'm bobbing this morning.
Hey, man, I thought you said you was short.
Yes, but that stallion is not gonna lock off my money belt.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Jimmy Cole's third and final single for the state's record company features a pair of up-tempo R&B numbers. We'll listen to both of those tracks next. Run, Jody, Run, followed by The Jet.
She got good beef steak and mutton chops.
Run, Jody, run.
Well, it smells so good coming from that pot.
Run, Jody, run.
Well, keep on cooking, baby, don't stop.
Run, Jody, run.
'Cause it makes my belly go bibbidi-bob.
Run, Jody, run.
This morning.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the second episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th birthday anniversary of the late, great Naptown legend, Jimmy Cole. So far this week, we've listened to six recordings Jimmy Cole released on the state record label in 1953. During that same year, Cole recorded six more songs for the label that were not released until 1989. We'll listen to three of those tracks next. Organ Grinder, followed by Empty Bed, featuring Helen Fox on vocals. And finally, What Will I Tell My Heart?
What you sow.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Jimmy Cole after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the second episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th birthday anniversary of the late, great Neptown music legend Jimmy Cole. Before the break, we heard three songs Jimmy Cole recorded for the States record label in 1953 that were not released until 1989. Up next, we'll hear three more unreleased tracks from Jimmy Cole's 1953 session for the States label. Up first, we'll hear A Fool Was I, followed by How Deep Is the Ocean, both featuring Helen Fox on vocals. After that, we'll hear Lady Take Two, featuring a guest appearance from violinist Remo Biondi.
I loved you so much, and darling, I still do. A fool am I. When just your voice could make me start out to be a fool again. Do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean?
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the second episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th birthday anniversary of the late, great Neptown legend Jimmy Cole. We've heard several tracks this week featuring Jimmy Cole's collaboration with vocalist Helen Fox. And we'll end this week's show with three recordings featuring Cole's collaborations with another legendary Indiana Avenue vocalist, Auretta Bush. Up first, we'll hear You Won't Be Seeing Me, a song Jimmy Cole wrote and arranged for Auretta Bush. You Won't Be Seeing Me was released in 1973 on the All Indie record label. After that, we'll hear two songs Auretta Bush recorded with Jimmy Cole for the album Now I Know Dreams Do Come True, released in the year 2000.
When I this bitter earth, what fruit it bears, what good is love that no one shares, and if my life is like the dust. Deeper to by far than any ocean, I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours all alone, and oh, I'm in love to stay as we go through the years day by day.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Thanks for joining us for the second episode of our three-part series celebrating the 100th birthday anniversary of the late, great Naptown legend Jimmy Coe. You can meet me here on the Avenue next week for part three. Same time, same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.